Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kevin Koble. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Koble. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Collins. Batting third, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koble fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Bench and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive towards right. Cruz catches it and throws to first to double up Youngblood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Norman now playing right field. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble strikes out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-0 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from bench and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. the Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from bench, and Concepcion drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Youngblood scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble is 0-for-1 in the game. Koble hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Seaver reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards the mound. Koble reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Collins reaches second base with a double. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. the Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Knight reaches second base with a double. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to third. Cruz moves to second. One out. Junior Kennedy pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Glynn now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. Rick Auerbach pinch runs for George Foster. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Concepcion moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Concepcion scores. Auerbach moves to third. Bench moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Mets. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Auerbach scores. There goes Bench trying to get to home. Mazzilli throws the ball into Stearns, who tags Bench, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cruz moves to second. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Reds, 3. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Paul Blair. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Tom Hume is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hume hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Dan Dreesen now playing first base. Dave Collins now playing left field. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.